Perek Tet Zayin. Yirmiyahu is given a very strange command. Pasuk Aleph. Vahi devar Adonai elai lemor. Pasuk Bet. Lo tikach lecha isha velo yu lecha banim ubanot b'makom hazeh. Yirmiyahu was told he may not marry and he may not have children in this place. And why is that? Why would that? Radak says because this would be to spare him of the pain of watching his children die. But Barnea questions that it says, but the Navi, through his merit, should have been able to save his children. Rather, this is meant like many other Nebuot, in which the Navi does something strange, Yehezkel does this plenty, where the people would witness it and ask why this is happening. Pasuk Gima. Kiko amar Adonai labanim v'labanot ha'iludim b'makom hazeh. That's what God says on the boys and girls that will be born in this place. V'al imotam ha'yoldot otam, and the mothers that will give birth to them. V'al avotam ha'molidim otam, and the fathers that father them. Ba'aretz hazot, in this land. Pasuk Dalet. Mimote tahaluim yamutu. From the death of sicknesses, they will die. They will not be eulogized. They will not be buried. Like dung on the land, they will be. Meaning that is left, that is not taken care of. In the sword and famine, they will be decimated. Their corpses will be food for the birds of the sky, ubehemata aretz, and again for the behemoth in the land. And again, you would either say, as before, that behema is used collectively for even meat-eating animals, or it's a change of nature in that even the behemoth will eat them. The Da'at Mikra brings that many times we use behema in terms to teach us Haya, and that would fit in the previous Perikadu. And he brings the example from Vishin Behemot Ashalahbam, meaning, and therefore Behemot, clear over there, are Hayot, that are carnivorous animals. Pasuke. Actually, one of the reasons, before we move on, one of the reasons that they will not be buried, according to some Mefarshim, is that the people will be so involved in their own distress and suffering, they'll have no time to bury those that died. Pasuke. Kiko Amar Adonai Al Tavo Bet Marzeyah V'Al Telech Lispod V'Al Tanod Lahem Ki Asafti Et Shilomim Et Ha'am Hazen U'm Adonai Et Ha'chesed V'Et Ha'rahamim. So as Hashem says, do not go into a house of mourning. Do not go to eulogize them. Do not even shake your head on their behalf. Because I have removed my peace from this nation, and my mercy and my pity from these people. Pasuk Vav. ומתו גדולים וקטנים בארץ הזאת, לא יקברו ולא יספדו להם, ולא יתגודד ולא יקרח להם. We're told everybody will die. The elders and the young will all die. And again we're told they won't be buried and they will not be eulogized. And that can also be because death will be such a normal routine that there'll be no eulogy or there'll be no mourning. Process because they will be so used to it. And now the Navi uses other examples of Avelut that won't be performed. They're a little strange. They will not cut themselves nor tear their hair out. Now these are two forms of Avelut that the Torah explicitly prohibits, right? For Emet, right? Lo yikru hokorha, right? Lo titgodedu. Right. In other words, these are things that are prohibited to be done for emet. So, Radak suggests that nevertheless these were common practices that were done and by the Jews. And so Ravi is saying all common practices of Avilut that were done will not be performed. Rashi just says that these are general examples of Avilut and one shouldn't take it too seriously to say that the Jews were actually doing that. The Navi is just saying no Avilut, no common forms of Avilut will be performed for those that perish. Pasuk Zayin. Velo yifresu lahem al evel lenahamo al met velo yishku otam kostam homim al aviv ve'alimo. They will not be given bread to console them for the death, and they will not be given the cup of consolation for their father and their mother. These are talking the common practices of what we have of Seudat Avra'ah, that people give them the food. That will not be performed. Pasuk Het. Ubet mishte lo tavo lashevet otam le'echol v'lishtot. Now the Navi is told, do not join them in their, you will not go to their house of parties to eat and drink with them. And why not? For a very simple reason in Pasuk Tet. Ki ko amar Adonai Tzevot Elohei Yisrael, hineni mashbit min hamakom hazeh. I will abolish from this place, la'enechem, in front of your eyes, u'bimechem, and in your days, kol sason v'kol simcha, kol hatan v'kol kalah. There will be no more sounds of joy and happiness, grooms and brides. That will disappear. Pasuk Yud. V'haya ki tagid la'am hazeh et kol hadvarim ha'ele. When you tell these people all of these things, v'amru elecha, al meh diber Adonai aleinu et kol ra'ah ha'gidola hazot. Why is God speaking on such evil against us? Ume avuninu, what is our sins? Ume hatotenu, what are our transgressions? Asher hatanu Adonai Eloheinu, that we sin to God. The people are so clueless about their own behavior and about their own situation that they're, even after all that the Nevi is screaming about and telling them, they said, why do we deserve this? It's not fair. Pasuk Yud Alef. Ve'amarta lehem, you should tell them, ad asher azvu avotechem oti, that your fathers have left me, Nu'um Adonai. Vayilchu aharei Elohim aharim, they went after other gods. Vayavdum, they worshipped them. Vayishtahavu lehem, they bowed to them. Ve'oti azavu, and they left me. Ve'et Torati lo shamaru, and they did not keep my Torah. They did not observe my Torah. So we're talking about the sins of the fathers in Avodah Zarah. A point that the Rachamim say is that not only they left me, but they didn't keep my Torah. And in fact, there was a claim that had in the Midrash where Hashem says, right, Halevai, I wish that they left me, but they kept my Torah. But here, they left me, and they did not keep my Torah. And these are the sins of the fathers. And if you would ask, how could Hashem punish the children for the sins of the fathers? So Pasuk Yud Bet. Va'atem hare'otem la'asot me'avotechem. You have done evil to do like your fathers, or even more than your fathers. You acted worse than your fathers. V'inechem holechim ish aharei shrirut libo hara. Each one of you follows the vision of his own evil heart. The bilti shemo ali, not to listen to me. And of course, this indicates, as we're told in the explanation of the pasuk poked avon avot al banim, that if you follow the path of your fathers, you will be punished for your sins and your father's sins. And that seems to be what the Nevi is saying here. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Behetalti etchem me'al ha'aretz hazot, al ha'aretz asher lo yedatem atem v'avotechem, v'avadtem sham et Elohim aherim yomam v'alayla, asher lo eten lachem hanina. And I will throw you from this land to a land that you do not know, not you or your fathers. And you will worship there other gods, day and night, and I will not grant you favor. So this seems to be a further midah kineged midah. You wish to worship other gods? I will send you to a nation, to places that's where all you'll have to worship. You will serve their gods there if that's what you like so much. The Targum explains this a little differently, because it's not that God will punish them by them worshipping Avodah Zarah. Rather, He will send them to worship nations, that in that place those nations worship other gods. Pasuk Yud Dalit. Lachen hine yamim ba'im ne'um Adonai, ve'lo yamer od hay Adonai asher hela et b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now this seems to be an interesting two psukim which insert some form of nehama. It says, days will come when it will not be said, we will not, to swear by God's name, Hay Hashem, to swear in the name of God that took us out of Mitzrayim. Pasuk Titvav. Kim Hay Hashem, they will swear, they will use to swear by God's name. Asher elat b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Tzafon, from the northern kingdom. And from all of the nations that he has scattered them there. I will take them back to their land, that I gave to their fathers. So this truly seems to be a nehama in the middle. But the Radak says, what is these two psukim doing? It's to give them a little hope in the middle of this very difficult nevoav poranut. Some wish to say that this is actually part of the Puranut, because the greatness of the Geula is because of the severity of the Galut. So, yes, if Mitzrayim's part of the greatness of Yisrael Mitzrayim, because he took us out from such difficult servitude, and here he's saying this Geula would be even greater simply because the Galut would be so harsh. So it is true Nehama, but it is mixed a little bit with Puranut. Abarbanel says it is not that we will not be commanded to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Rather, in the language of people, when they swear, Shavua goes after Lashon B'nei Adam, they will use what the great memory would be, which is the Yitzhak, the Geula from Malchut HaSafon, and not Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Pasuk Tetzayim. Hineni sholeach ledayagim rabim neum Adonai v'digum v'acharechen sholeach lerabim sayadim v'sadum me'al kol har me'al kol giv'a u'minikike ha'silaim. We go back now to the Tochecha, the Puranut. And God will send after us the fishermen, and they will fish us out. They will find us, and they will, when they are taking us out to go to Galut, they will fish us out. And after that, he will send the hunters, the trappers, and they will trap them. They will hunt them out from every mountain and from even the crevices in the rocks. And wherever we are, the enemy will be so powerful, there will be no escaping the Galut. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ki einai al kol darchehem lo nistiru milefanai. Because Hashem says, my eyes are on all of their ways. That it has not been concealed from me, and it's not hidden from me their sins from in front of my eyes. I see everything that they're doing. Pasuk Yud Chet. V'shilamti rishona mishne avonam v'hatatam al halelam et arsi b'nivlat shekusahem v'to'avotahem mal'u. Et nahalati. So I will, according to Rashi, v'shlamti rishona mishne avonam v'hatatam. I will punish them first for repeating the sins of their fathers. Mishne avonam v'hatatam, the repetition of the sins of their fathers. That's how Rashi adds in. Al halilam et arsi, for they desecrated my land, benivlat shikusetehem v'to'avotehem malu et nahalati, with their disgusting abomination and their detestable behavior that they have filled my nahala. Pasuk yutet. Adonai uzi umauzi umnusi biyom sara elecha goyim yavo meafse aretz biyomru. We're now going to talk the next three psukim till the end of the perek, how the goyim will eventually come to see and understand God. So, says that the Hashem is called Hashem Uzi Ma'uzi, my strength, my stronghold, Hum Nusi Biyom Sarah, my refuge on the day of distress. Elecha Goyim Yavo, the Goyim will come to you. Me'av Sa'aretz, from all over the ends of the earth. Ve'yomru, and they'll say, Achsheked Nahalu Avotenu, my ancestors inherited us falsehood. Hevel Be'ma Mu'il, futility with no purpose. So meaning that the nations of the world will come to know God, and that is again to benefit of Yisrael, because it will be Yisrael that will make them known. And so this is attempt again to defend Yisrael. Abar Barel claims that this defense a little differently, that this defense is saying, what is the big deal of Avodah Zarah? It's only temporary. Eventually, this is all silly behavior. It should not be taken too seriously. Eventually, everyone will come to know you. Pasukaf, Hayase, to continue the words of the nations. Hayase lo Adam Elohim, v'him malo Elohim. Can man make a god for himself? They're not gods. Nachin, Pasukaf Aleph. Nachin, hinini modi'am bapam hazot. I will inform them at this time. Odi emet yadiv et gvurati. Let them know my hand and my strength. V'yadu kishimi Adonai. They'll know that my name is Hashem. According to some, the continuation that Perek, the first few psukim in Perek Yud Zayin, should be read as a continuation of this. That although the nations come to know me, Hatat Yehuda is still continued and they don't know me. Even though others yet say no, Perek Yud Zayin should be read as a separate parasha, not relevant to this situation of the Goyim knowing God.